This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Christians are now facing discrimination. Why don't we save some money and get rid of the Supreme Court?
While some might view Governor Bobby Jindal's recent statements as mere presidential campaign rhetoric, conversations with Jindal's inner circle indicate that these remarks are coming from sincerely held religious beliefs.
Christianity is under assault today in America.
One of Jindal's closest spiritual advisors is the Louisiana Family Forum's Gene Mills. Mills is an advocate of dominionism, sometimes called the Seven Mountains Theory.
The Seven Mountain Theory is a teaching that came down from Francis Schaeffer at LaBrie University back in the early 70s, and Bill Bright with Campus Crusade for Christ. They identified seven major areas of influence and the importance for men and women of faith to have influence upon those areas.
It says Christians need to take dominion over arts, entertainment, the media, business, education, religion, and the government in order to ensure Christ's second coming. Mills preached about it at Jindal's prayer rally in January.
These seven spheres of influence are under enemy occupation right now. These belong to God. We pray that you will give us government, arts and entertainment, education, that our ambassadors would occupy the high places.
Bobby Jindal is apparently one of the chosen ambassadors, with several photos circulating of Mills and others laying hands of blessing on the governor. Mills also offered the prayer kicking off Jindal's presidential campaign.
We thank you for your servant, our friend, Brother Bobby Jindal, who's made himself available for service to this great country.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.